Well, let's turn in our Bibles to Mark 11. Mark 11, 22. And you know the story. This is the story about Jesus cursing the fig tree. Well, the day before and the day after, Peter calling to remembrance, or calling the master to remembrance, he said, "Look, the fig tree that you cursed yesterday is withered up from the roots." And what did Jesus say? Let me say it this way. He didn't say, this would have been if he was the only one that could do that, he would have never taken the opportunity to stop and teach us. Would he have? He would have said, "Now look, you can't do this." This, in other words, when he brought it to his remembrance, he would have said, "I only can do this." But he didn't do that. And we need to look at the scripture like this, because when Jesus spoke, he said, "I do nothing of myself. I only do those things that the Father shows me and say those things that the Father speaks to me." So if the Father was speaking to him and he then began to teach, it's for who? It's for us. And so I'd like to focus in on this. It said, "And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God." And of course, we know that the margin says, "Have the faith of God," and that's true, and he's talking about faith. But I like to just focus in on this. It says, "Have faith in God." And continuing, it says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart," that's important, "but shall believe that those things which he saith shall" what?
"Come to pass.
He shall have whatsoever he saith." So we can see here that faith is speaking, it's believing and not doubting in your heart, and it's also believing that the things that you said shall come to pass. And sometimes folks will have a good confession, but they don't believe that the things they're saying shall come to pass. So sometimes it's not as, people get stuck on being so technically right about, "I don't want to say this and I don't want to say that," but then they'll turn around and not believe that the things they're saying will come to pass. They'll be technically correct with you, but then turn around and say something else. So there really is doubt in their heart. They don't believe that the things they're saying will come to pass. And so, something that comes to pass is what? Future. You could say it's something that I'm expecting to happen. Isn't that true? So if I'm in faith, faith gives substance. This is what Hebrews 11:1 says. Let's turn over there. Hebrews 11:1. Faith gives substance. And we'll look at some other translations in this. It'll help us. Faith gives substance, or it's the ground. And verse 1 in Hebrews, it says, "Now faith is the substance," say, "of things. Of things hoped for. Well, let me ask a question. What could things be? Huh? Anything? Well, is anything outside of God's covenant available? So it can't be anything. It would have to be anything that God promised, right? So things could mean healing, right?
Yes.
Things could be prosperity. I wish above all things that you be in health and prosperity, right? So things here hoped for could be your salvation, right? And there's scriptures that support that. So you could really say faith is the substance of, or the solid ground for my healing. So my faith is the substance of the healing that I hope for. It isn't here yet. See, that's where people get stuck, see? Yes, by faith I believe I receive it now, but do you still hurt? Yes. So it still isn't yet, is it? It hasn't happened yet. You all here? Are you, you afraid to say it? If you're in faith, you believe you receive, but it's hoped for. It isn't yet. It isn't seen yet.
Amen.
Right? That is faith.
Amen.
So faith is something not seen yet. Something hoped for is something future. Right?
Amen.
It's a future, it's an expectation. Let me read a couple of translations. It'll help. This is the Berkeley translation. It says, "But faith forms a solid ground for what is hoped for." So your faith forms a solid ground for something you don't see yet, something you don't have yet, something you haven't experienced yet. That's your faith. So I can expect to receive something from this service, but yet I haven't experienced it yet. So my faith gives substance to that. It forms a solid ground, right? The authentic, or let me finish this. It says, but faith forms a solid ground for what is hoped for, a conviction of unseen realities. What's the conviction? My faith. That is the proof, as some translations say. It's the proof of something not seen. This is the authentic translation. It says, now faith forms a solid ground for expectations. What does that mean? My faith forms a solid ground for something I don't have yet. Something I don't see yet. I'm believing for something out here. I don't have it yet. And my faith has to be based upon what? The will of God. My faith has to be based on something that God either spoke to me and said, I want you to do this. I don't have it yet. I don't see it. And my faith is based on what? The will of God. And so my faith is based on this word. If I see it and it's the will of God, this is the will of God, then I can have faith for that. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if I see it in the word of God, I can have faith for that.
Amen. Yes.
Or if God speaks to me about something, like he has spoken to this ministry through these 30 years about things he's going to do, I can have faith for that. I don't see it yet, but I have an expectation that it will come to pass. And what forms the solid foundation for that? His will. That's the substance. That's the ground on which my expectation rests. I'm looking for it. I'm expecting it because he said so. And I have faith in his will, and I'm expecting it. I'm expecting it to come to pass. Doesn't matter what it looks like. He promised it. He said so. That's my foundation. That's my ground. That my expectation rests upon. That's what the scripture says. This faith forms the solid ground for our expectations. It sits and rests upon that. Hallelujah. That's good news. It's like people, you know, they get stuck on this. They don't see their healing yet. So they're like, well, maybe it ain't working. Yes, it is. Your faith gives substance to what I expect. I expect to be healed. I expect to be prosperous. I expect the impossible. Why? Because he said so. He promised it. And I'm looking for it. And I expect it. Amen. You need to get excited about that. Hallelujah. This is the Knox translation. What is faith? It is that which gives substance to our hope. Our hopes, I'm sorry, which convinces us of things we cannot see. What convinces us of things we cannot see? My faith. Hallelujah. So when I don't see something, my faith convinces me it's God's will. And I'm expecting it to come to pass. I'm looking for it. My faith convinces me of the unseen. That's why I have so much assurance that God is going to bring to pass just exactly what he said concerning this ministry. You know, when he first spoke to me, he began to talk to me almost 10 years ago to start walking through the Nanya, the former Nanuet Mall. He said, start walking through it and call it into this ministry. Well, I thought that was the craziest thing. I really did, in my natural mind. I thought, okay. But you know how we do. Your mind... I just said, you know what? I didn't say this. I didn't think this up, and I knew it was him, and I know his voice. So I began to do that year after year after year. I never told anybody. I just did it year after year after year. As a matter of fact, I told Pastor Sarah, and her response was, "That's your faith project." I said, "Okay, that's fine with me." And so I began to do that year after year, year after year, year after year. And then about 6 years, it was in 2012 or 13, I have to look at my book. I believe it was 12. I was home doing some dishes. I'm standing in the kitchen at the sink. I'm washing, cleaning dishes. And the Holy Ghost said, just as clear, they say it just come right up out of here. He said, the first building you will take is the Sears building. And I thought, okay, all right. He didn't say the only building. He said the first building. And so I wrote that down. Got excited about it. Still excited about it. We're thinking about it. Dreaming about it. And you know, it'd be if it was just something that was only that, I still would believe God. But it had more substance and weight because of all the other prophecies that have been given. And so it encouraged me. And so, not soon after that, it was within a month or so, all of these reports started coming out about how Sears, what the financial condition of Sears was in. And year after year, they're losing, they're half of what they used to be. They've got 1,500 less stores. They were at 3,500. Now they're below 1,500. And they lost $1 billion or something like that. They only took in 1.5. They were taking in 3. So they're on the skids, as they say. They just put out another report. They're closing another 60-some stores. Macy's is closing stores. I said, that's another building. It's coming to pass. And I expect it, and I'm looking for it. And we're planning for it. Amen. So faith in God gives substance and conviction and assurance to my hopes. Amen. It gives substance to that. This is the Good News Bible. To have faith is to be sure of things we hope for. That assurance, that gives me assurance, is faith. And it gives assurance to what I don't see yet. Isn't that good news?
Yes.
So you don't have to, boy, I don't see it yet. Right. You don't see it yet. It's the unseen realm. It's unseen yet. That's why when people get stuck on, I'm stuck in this whatever. Stuck in this situation, I don't have money, I don't have this, I don't have the wherewithal. But here's the thing. It's God's will that you prosper. So that right there, I can have faith in the will of God for me to prosper. And that gives my hope in what I don't have yet, substance. I don't have it yet, right? See, if you become hopeless, like I ain't got nothing, I ain't going nowhere, and ain't gonna never change, whatever you say, however you say it, you're not in faith. You show me a man or woman who's in faith, and it gives conviction and assurance to what they don't see yet.
Amen.
And this ought to this is a gauge for us. This is something we need to look at. Am I convinced about what I don't see? Because when I'm not, maybe I'm not in faith. Because Bible faith will give substance to what you don't see yet. It's helped me. We have to be honest with ourselves. It's helped me to see, am I in faith here or not? Maybe I'm not. I'm just going to look at a scripture here. First, in James, turn over here for a second. Look at James chapter 1 and look at verse 6. Or look at verse 5. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, so that means you don't have it yet, do you? It's something you don't have. You desire it. Let him ask of God that does what? Giveth. So right there we know it's the will of God. He giveth. To who? To all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So whatever we face, if we find the will of God for it, and we know it's his will, I can have faith for it. And once I have faith for that, this scripture in Hebrews says, faith gives substance to what I hope for. So really, faith gives substance to hope. Now, hope is not the way the world thinks hope is. Bible hope is not similar to the way the word is used in society today. Hope is, well, I desire that. I really want that. It'd be nice. Or you pray with someone and say, well, did you get it? And their answer is, I sure hope so. Well, that's not Bible hope. Because hope, this says here, faith forms or faith gives substance to our hope. So that means when I'm in faith, I'm expecting. I'm not just a hoping and a praying. I'm not just hoping it comes to pass. No, I'm expecting it to come to pass. I'm convinced. The Good News Bible says to have faith is to be sure of things hoped for. So that means I'm convinced of what I don't see. I'm sure of what I don't see. How do we become convinced of the things we don't see? Faith. How do we become convinced? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We're in Hebrews 11 right now. Let's look at verse 7. These are things not seen, right? By faith, Noah, being what? Warned of God. So was this the will of God for him? To do what his instruction was. Yes. He said, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, did what? He moved with fear. He did what? He prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, became the heir of righteousness, which is by faith. So when God warned him, and told him what was going to happen, did it happen within a year or 2 years or 10 years or 100 years? Somebody help me out. I believe it was 200, 300, 400 years before it came to pass. But he was a preacher of righteousness, expecting that what the Lord said would come to pass. And he expected, and so because of that, he did what? He built an ark. So the things that God warned him were things not seen yet. Verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was, what? Called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance. So the Lord instructed him, go here after he should receive as an inheritance, something not seen yet, something not experienced yet. He did what? He obeyed. He went out not knowing, well, this says whither he went, or it just means he didn't know where he was going. He just said, leave. He didn't give him the exact location. Verse 11 says, through faith, how? Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to do what? Conceive seed. So it was something not yet received. She had to accept it by faith. So this is hope. This is expectation. So her faith gave substance or conviction or assurance to what she was expecting. And what was that expectation? She was going to receive strength to conceive, and what? Was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. And you know the story. The Lord said, you'll receive, you're going to become with child. And what did she do? She heard it in the door of the tent, and she laughed, and the Lord said, how come you laughed? And then she lied. I didn't laugh. He said, yes, you did. So there's hope for all of us, isn't there? We've all been there. We've messed up. Amen. Verse 20 in Hebrews 11 says, by faith, how is this all being done? By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning what?
Things to come.
So he was blessing them for things not yet seen. And what gave him conviction? Faith. That he was expecting it to come to pass in whose life? Their life. Verse 21, by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning on the top of his staff. And verse 22, by faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. Something not yet experienced. He was expecting that this would be fulfilled or carried out. Amen. So substance, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith gives substance to things. What are things? Things are healing. Things are prosperity. Things are things you face in life. That are the will of God to be fulfilled or answered. So this word substance really just means it means a foundation, it means a substructure, something underneath, something to be built upon. Back up to Hebrews chapter 3 for a minute, and let's look at verse 6. It says, but Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end? So that means that my substance is giving my faith is giving substance to my expectation, firm to what? The end. It says here, if we hold fast the confidence, that's faith, and the rejoicing of the hope firm until the end. Faith doesn't let loose. Faith is convinced it's God's will. So I'm not letting go. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how it sounds. I don't care if every person comes in and says, you'll never have it. But God said I can have it. God said it's mine. God said I will. And so that gives substance to my expectation. Because I know it's God's will, I'm looking for it. I receive his promise, and now I'm looking for it. I'm expecting it to come to pass. Amen. Glory to God. So when you see faith, you're going to see hope. If you see somebody in faith, they're expecting. They're talking about it. Let me ask a question. When you go on a trip, do you talk about it or do you keep quiet? So you're expecting to go on that trip. I'm using a natural example. And I don't care what comes up. You're talking about it right up until you get on that plane or get on that ship or you get in the car and drive somewhere. You're talking about it and talking about it, expecting to go. Is that not right? Hope is future. If you look up in the Vines Expository Dictionary, you can look at it online or you can buy it in hard copy. One definition of hope is favorable and confident expectation. It has to do with the unseen, and it's something that's in the future. Hope is expectation of something good, things that shall come to pass. Let's go back and look at Mark 11. Mark 11. Mark 11, 23. Hope also means to trust. For verily I say unto you that whosoever, this is faith now, whosoever shall say, faith, when you're in faith, you begin to do what? Speak. You begin to speak of those things that you believe. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things that he saith shall come to pass. That's expectation. That's hope. He shall have whatsoever he saith. So faith gives assurance to those things that shall come to pass. If I believe and doubt not, and say and believe the things that I say, you see. Turn over to back to Hebrews chapter 10. And this is look at verse 22. In the King James, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Verse 23, let us, I want you to focus on this for a moment here, this verse. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Now, when you look up this word faith, let us hold fast the profession of our faith. It really means, you look it up, it means hope. And some other translations, I'm going to read it, say that. The NIV, it says in verse 23, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. Oh boy, that excites me right there. For he who promised is faithful. The New Living Translation of that verse, 23. Let us hold tightly without wavering. That's what we just got done reading in James chapter 1 and verse 6. Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. So this actually means hold fast to the confession of your hope. And this is just exactly what we got done reading in Mark 11, 23. If you will believe and doubt not, and believe the things that you say shall come to pass, that's giving affirmation without wavering to your hope. And what gives substance to your hope? What gives that conviction to your hope? Faith. Because he is faithful that promised. And because he is, I'm speaking now. I'm saying, I have this. I have it. It shall come to pass. It is mine. I'm above and not beneath. I'm the head and not the tail. Because he promised. And I give affirmation, I fully assured, and I give, what does it say? It says, I like the New Living, hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm. To what I expect. I'm expecting this. So I give affirmation to what I expect. That's exactly what Mark 11, 23 is saying. If you believe and doubt not, you shall believe and doubt not the things that you say. you'll have it. That's your hope. See how important faith and hope is. You show me a person that's in faith, and I will show you a man or woman that's affirming what they expect. Not doubting. It helps us to locate ourselves. What are we expecting? If we know it's God's will, then that produces faith. And that faith will cause me to affirm something. What? Something that I expect in the future. Something not seen. So this means that we're to hold fast to the confession of our hope, or hold fast to the confession of our expectation. What I expect. See, you could have a good confession. But if you're not expecting, and I'm going to say something else. And Brother Hagin was saying this, and it's good to note here. Where the prayer of faith is concerned, I can have faith for things that pertain to me and faith over what I have rule over. But I can't exercise faith over someone else. Now, I can believe and take authority over something, you know, because if that was the case, then God could cause salvation to be a reality in everybody's life. But that's not so. I'm going to turn to another scripture here in Hebrews. Let's look at Hebrews. We're in 10. Let me back up to verse, 11. Excuse me for a minute. Just want to look at this. Now, well, yeah. Let's look at verse 11. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 11, 12 and 13. It says, "And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God." Look at verse 13. "From henceforth," what? Expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. Well, let me ask this question. Do you think Jesus' faith works?
Yes.
Yeah. Does it look like his enemies have been made his footstool?
Yes.
Oh, you think so? And the earth is a mess. But he's what? He's expecting what? From henceforth, from the time he sat down at the right hand of the Father, it said, from henceforth, expecting. So he'd already defeated the devil.
Yes.
Yeah, we know that's his enemy. But the enemies of God, have they actually, it says here, till his enemies be made his footstool. So Jesus is expecting at some point in the future, his enemies are going to be made his footstool. How are we supposed to operate like him? We're supposed to operate not wavering, expecting, keeping our affirmation firm unto the end. Amen.
Amen.
A person in faith is in hope or expecting. It doesn't matter what it looks like. You keep expecting. Why do you keep expecting? Because God promised. We know it's his will. So I can expect to see the answer come to pass. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what comes up against you. What pleases God? Without faith, it's impossible to please him. And faith gives substance or ground or assurance to my expectation. You know, one thing, I've seen it clearer and clearer and clearer. People start off convinced that God's promises are so. And more so, it can happen in either way, but sometimes it's more so in physical ailments. I'm thinking of some right now. Ministers that are convinced that they're healed and they're expecting it to come to pass. But time goes on and the pain and the things that the body walks through wears on this hope. And it can get to a place where a person just will say, I'm tired.
Yes.
I just want to go home.
Yes.
And so they let go. They begin to do what? Waver. And it's understandable. It is understandable. That's where we need to come in and find a place where we can connect with that person, not preach to them, not tell them every scripture in the Bible, but ask the Holy Ghost, how do we minister to this person? How do we make a connection so that are they ready to go? Most times, most are not. Have you done everything you want to do? Are you ready to go? And most will say, no. I'm just tired. So you need to get and hook up in a way that their heart can connect with what you're saying. So that what? It can stir this expectation up and stir their faith. Because that's what we just read. We just read here in Hebrews 10:22. Says, let us hold unswervingly to the faith or to the hope we profess. So what happens is some begin to stop professing this hope that we have. And they let go. It's not that their faith isn't working. They just let go. Because they don't, they're tired. And so we need to stir them up, help them. And even us, when we get to those places, when we're discouraged, we need to find a faith buddy, somebody that can stimulate us or stir our heart up. Remember what the Lord said. Remember what he said. Don't preach to people. Remember what he said. He said he'd do this. Is it God's will? Yes. Well then, let's join in faith. Let's profess that it shall come to pass. It may take some time. Most times, most of us want it yesterday. We don't want to walk through anything. And God is faithful. Let's turn to Romans 4. Romans chapter 4. And let's look at verse 16. I'm going to read from the King James. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Did he just decree something?
Yes.
This is his will now. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things that what?
Be not
as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become, what? The father of many nations, according to that which was, what? Spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did what? He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore, it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And now it was not written for his sake alone, that it was imputed to him, but for who? But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, what? If we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. So we can see here that it's going to take faith. Faith in what? Faith in something that God has promised. We know it's his will. And if you're not sure, you know, here's the thing. Some folks will say, well, God never speaks to me. Well, this, hold up your Bible. Say, this is God speaking to me. So he does speak to you. God does speak to you. This is God speaking to me. So whether he speaks to me in my spirit and gives me direction, or he speaks through this, the written word of God, it is God speaking to me. Then it is his will. And that gives me faith. And that faith gives assurance or conviction or foundation, substructure. Two, it supports that which I don't see yet. So when you have faith, you have hope. You have an expectation. How many in here have become convinced of something that has happened as something that, due to something that they've believed? How many have, or in other words, you've believed, you're convinced of it. And let's say you didn't see it at the time, but how many experienced the result of that? Many have. Many have. And so let me ask this question. If God did it there, if he did it here, and he did it here, and he did it here, and he did it here, he's not a man that he would lie. He is faithful that promised.
Amen.
He'll do it again. And so now I can expect that God will work in my behalf again. And I'm looking for it to come to pass.
Yes.
Now, you know, something Brother Hagin said, he said, God, don't try to expect the fulfillment of that to come the same way. See, expectation doesn't mean I expect it to come the same way, the same condition, the same circumstance. God's going to do it this way. Well, then you're going to miss it. It just means that I expect it to be fulfilled. How it comes is not my place to determine. My place is I have faith that he will, and I'm expecting it to come to pass. And how it comes, he'll lead me. He'll say, get up here and do this morning. Go over here this morning. And you do what? You obey. You follow. He will lead you and guide you into everything that's good. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, and he does what? He delights. He delights in his way. Amen. So as you're going about in this faith walk, keep this in mind, that if you are in faith, you are in hope. You should be, if it's true faith, Bible faith. That means you're expecting. And I like what it says, that we're to hold unswervingly, or we're holding, I like what it says in the other, let us hold tightly, this is the New Living, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm. That means we're affirming and doubting not what we expect to come to pass, and what supports that is my faith. What supports that is he's faithful that promised. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you that everything that you've spoken to us in your word and to us and each one of us personally, we expect it. We have faith in you to do it. And we expect it to come to pass, and we're looking for it to come to pass. And we hold tightly without wavering to this expectation that we speak. We affirm it. And we waver not. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, something, I just thought of something. I didn't, but I just believe the Spirit of God just brought this to my attention. Just some things that I experienced. When we affirm without wavering our hope, then you give way or give space for the Holy Spirit to lead you. And God will fulfill that which you speak. But don't be so locked in that it's got to be this way. Because as you affirm your hope, he is responsible to do what? Fulfill it. And he will make it come to pass. But you've got to be willing and obedient to eat the good of the land. And so as you affirm, as you speak that which you hope, because you're what? Convinced. I don't know how it's coming to pass, but I know it's coming to pass. It shall be. And then as I'm walking, he's saying, go over here today. Do this. Go over here. I'm thinking about things that he's spoken to me. There's times when I've had symptoms in my body that I just speak and it's gone. And then there have been a few times where he said, go to the doctor. See, now, as a baby, you could say, well, I'm just going to stand. Well, he knows something that you don't know. So you need to be willing to obey, but you need to be willing, you need to be unwavering with your affirmation of hope. You've heard my story. I tell it to help me and remind me. Because when the Lord spoke to me and said, if you would work the word in the area of finances like you're working the word in the area of healing, he's speaking this to me now, you wouldn't have room enough to contain it all. And I began to do that. Still, I do. But at that time, I'm speaking and affirming what he told me to do. And then a thought comes, which was unfamiliar to me. But I knew it was him, and I didn't obey. He said, invest in Apple stock. And I had substance to invest. It was $40 a share. It went up to 700 before it split. He was trying as best he could to get money to me to fulfill my affirmation. Because I was confessing my bank accounts are full and running over. Oh, they would have been. And so we need to, if we are convinced that it's God's will for me to prosper wherever he has placed me, then I need to do what? That gives me expectation, that gives me hope for something I don't have or see yet, and I'm supposed to do what? Unwaveringly say it and confess it. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Everybody's against me. I'll never have it. I live here. I don't have this. I don't have that. So you're calling God a liar. You're saying that people are bigger than God's word. That's what you're saying when you say that. And so God's word is true. And the truth of God's word will do what? Set us free. So I hope this helps. to tweak some things. Things that if you've gotten a little shaky, grip, hold tightly. Because I don't care what's happened even in your body. You may have walked through something and maybe there's some negative effects in your body. The word will reverse it. The word will change it. That should be your expectation. Amen. Or your financial condition. I don't, you know, it doesn't matter. You could have gone through a stretch and lost all your money. I expect that my bank accounts are full. I expect that I have more than I know what to do with. I expect the same thing for this ministry. Because what? He has spoken it to this ministry. It's his will. And he's got to work with something. And he's got to work with our affirmation. Amen. Praise God.